You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me today for a round two, she is LFC prospect and a badass in her own right, the one, the only, Miss Muscle Marilyn. How are you, Marilyn?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again.
Of course, of course. I've got to say, first and foremost, folks, a lot has happened since our first session, our first forum, if you will, onto this podcast. You've been really venturing and doing a lot of great things from the content side of things, some adult work, and just being a badass, man. I got to say, you've been killing it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you've been following along, and maybe some others that are watching this also have. So appreciate all the support as I grow my little self and my little brand.
No, I appreciate it. And I think what a lot of people can say is I think the confidence is there. Everything is exuding, accentuated with what you put out. I mean, even sample clips for those who've not seen this one over here. It's just like, I'm going to go naked on my balcony and bada bing, bada boom. Here I am. I dig it. I dig the whole, like, this is me. I'm comfortable in my skin. Also showcasing that sensuality and everything that goes in with it. I dig that. I really admire that.
Thank you. Just being me. No. Unapologetically.
No, you have to be like that. And I've always said this with people, and this is what I love about you and the women, and I'll tie this in with LFC here. A lot of these women not only know their worth, but I think at the end of the day, when you have the, you know, if you got it, flaunt it. If you can rock it, do it. You have to have that sense of, okay, this is what the atmosphere is. This is what the environment is. When you're doing content creation or doing anything, again, it's a business, number one, but also at the end of the day, number two, it's entertainment, it's fun. And if you can bring that to the masses or bring that within any type of context, then you're golden, man.
That's exactly it. Yep, exactly it. Yeah, it's a business, but it's also, it needs to be fun. It needs to be me. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to do it, you know? So it has to be my real self. And that's just what I try to put out as much as I can.
No, and I've told you this, and I'll say this here on the show, and I always say this with you with the utmost sincerity and respect, because every time I text this doggone woman over here, you're like the sex pot, man. It's the muscular, it's the muscle, it's the swole sex pot, if you will, because swole is the golden size, is the prize, and it gains a clock, as one, yes, Robin Hood would say. But you have to do that, and I've always said this, and I think you can equate with me on this. Back in the day, the stigmas, whether you're doing like fitness or bodybuilding, or you have a certain stature and presence to it, it would always have like a negative connotation to it. But in today's society, especially in the year 2024, we normalize and we grow and we adapt as people, and also the body worshiping side of things. There's just something incredible about that external beauty that really had people come to exude, accentuate, and encompass.
Absolutely. I think that it's becoming a lot more accepted. You know, but there's still some stigma around it, of course. And I also think that some of that stigma is like maybe being held on to by people who are actually closeted fans and would like to explore that side of themselves, but maybe are afraid to, projecting their own insecurities outward. So I always try to take that into account as well when, you know, when I notice any pushback from myself or like on other muscle girls.
Right. And I mean, and I'll make a pop culture reference. It's like Eminem, y'all better clean out your closets and come see what's out here, man. But no, I look at it from a stance too as well. It does happen. And I mean, we see so many things even in social media. And I mean, we live in a society where, and I hate to say this because, I mean, as people, and I try not to judge and I try not to have like a formulated opinion about this, but the cancel culture side of things and then society just blowing a lot of things out of proportion, I think people don't understand. Not only does social media have that positive thing from a promotion side of things, but the negative connotation of the words that some people can take in. Mind you, a lot of people have thick skin, but also at the same time, at the end of the day, why do you want to spend your day and spend your time instead of being positively proactive? You go out there and act like a complete and utter asshole and just try to ruin other people's day. way, like you mentioned, the insecurity side of things. But that's unfortunately some of the stuff that we do see as far as the stigmas and how we project a certain image and content out to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, some people hate themselves, right?
It's like Nas back in like 98, 99. You can hate me now, but I won't stop now. You have to have that overall thing where you look at people, and I'm going to say this about you, because you can post like a 20, 30 second clip of, okay, here's me. I'm going to take a naked selfie in my mirror and I'm going to see my reflection show, if you will, or I could go out here and do like a solo scene. There's something about that. Even as I always say this with content creation, whether it's 30 seconds or a minute, you have to make the most of your time or what you want to project into the universe and, dare I say, manifest.
Absolutely. I mean, like, sometimes too, like, I don't have like a plan of necessarily something I'm going to create that day. I just like want to do it, you know. It'll just be like, oh, I was sitting outside on my balcony anyway, so I might as well just do this. Like, I'm already out here, let's just put my camera up. And, you know, I kind of live like that anyway. I might think, okay, I want to create some content on the weekend, but like, I don't necessarily have a plan on what it is exactly. And sometimes I just let it come to me. And like, that's my real self, my authentic self. You know what I mean? Where there is like the spontaneity, but also some semblance of organization with the time I want to do something. But what it is and what I put out is just me.
All right, spontaneity and combustion over here. We're going to go this route because I'm going to say this. When it comes to Christmas, this one over here, man, if you've not checked out the holiday season, you can rock it like you're a Santa's elf, or you could just rock it and just in general. Bells will be ringing. Like, when it comes to the holiday side of things, man, yeah. Like, you're rocking it every time from the imagery standpoint. You know how to make someone's holiday bright and merry, man.
Yes. I do.
And to put that out there, if you're not checked on social media, I will say this, man. I think what I always also like to bring up with that is we talk about sensuality, being comfortable in one's skin. What I love about it too as well, we've seen so many images, and I always go back and retract to Britney Spears and the Baby One More Time, of that imagery of the schoolgirl, what have you. When you're dressing up, whether it be like a cosplay side of things or you're dressing to really set the scene for what the holidays are, I mean, who doesn't like a little sexy elf, a little sexy Mrs. Claus or what have you, or just doing that? You have to just rock it with what the feel, like we mentioned, the atmospheres. But at the end of the day, there's something sensual just about encompassing and capturing the holiday and the mood in itself.
Well, it's fun, right? And like, it's fun to play dress up, and it's fun to like play a little character, channel something else. And sometimes it can be like a nice way to like let your own guard down a little bit if you're feeling a certain way, because you can kind of like play into like your little character. So I think that's fun and cute and gives it a bit of a spin on your normal day, right?
Of course. And I mean, you talk about being you, and I could tell you right now, and I say this about the women that I've interviewed and the women that I have amazing relationships with, including this one over here, you son of a gun. I look at it like this. I think it's not just the internal and external beauty, it's the foundation. And I think the foundation of what makes you the being really goes into who you are, and really being that authenticity and genuinity that really goes into what makes the overall being in itself. And I mean, let's talk about this, because I mean, from going and transitioning and doing a lot of adult work, it's like, we look at our sexual preferences or what we like from when we were teenagers into adulthood, and we really get to expand and arise and show that freaky side, or just show that overall beauty and art that goes into sexual intercourse or what have you. So, I mean, you're just applying your craft, but in essential matter on camera, and it takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a lot of, you know, just ability to go into and just say, hey, this is me, here I am, boom. So I admire the adult side of things, of you wanting to go out there and to showcase sensuality and showcase the beauty that is sex in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I feel like, honestly, for me, it's pretty freeing. Like, it's very fun. Like, I know people like have lots of different feelings about it, and whether they would personally or not is obviously up to the individual. But for me, I'm already that person. So why not put it out there for others to enjoy and also be able to like make a little bit of a business out of it? I think it makes sense for me, you know? I'm already that way. So why not? And I find it fun, I guess.
No, it's a liberating feeling. And the Lady Gaga over here, she was born this way. And I mean, you were just doing your thing, since day one. But no, and I mean, I do enjoy, and I remember saying this to you. I'm just like, because we were talking, and I've seen your content. You're like, you have? I'm like, yeah. Like, I support my people. Like, I don't care what you do. I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? I've interviewed. You have to look at it from an entertainment side of things. Like, and again, when you're like a kid, and I'll say this from experience, when you're watching Cat House, the series on HBO or Skinemax, when it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, folks, hello, we've all been there. Like, there's stuff like that you see from the adult side of things, and it's like an opening up a whole new world. But also at the same time, if you like it, you like it, go for it, have fun with it. And I mean, speaking of going for it and having fun with it, you have worked with a legendary figure. Some people have mixed emotions about this individual, but we've seen his work for many, many years. Mr. Christian Triple X, I know you did a very hot scene with him in that regards. Let's talk about the first scene here with Christian. What was that like? Because I've seen a lot of the POV side of things and a lot of sample clips from that, and really what encompasses the scene. Talk about working with Christian.
Yeah, it was super fun. So he has his style like down to a science, really. He was like, okay, it's gonna be like 2 minutes of this and 30 seconds of this, and like this is how we're gonna shoot it, and the lights are pointing this way, and I want you to look like this. And so honestly, it was so dialed in that we were in and out of there, but of course it was still fun. And he has a great house, he has a great personality. So we had a lot of fun after the scene, just chatting and going through all the photos that we took and like going through the scene and editing it. And he's just got it down so precisely that like it was honestly a breeze to work with him, and super enjoyable in that way, because sometimes you're kind of just waiting around for something to happen, or you're feeling nervous, or you're not really sure. And so, when there's like some speed to it, it actually makes it feel a lot easier and more professional. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And he likes a cutesy scene. Like that's his little background, is like with like stuffed animals and stuff. And I had like a cute little outfit on, so that's kind of his style. And I played into it with my own little pink outfit that I brought with little, I think there's little butterflies on it or something. I was wearing a little skirt. And I was like, oh, I have the perfect outfit for that when he told me what it needed to look like. So yeah, it was super fun. I enjoyed it.
You are the crazy town of the adult entertainment industry. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. And I mean, you have that cutesy attire and stuffed animals. I'm going to say this. When Elvis Presley wrote, "Let me be your teddy bear," he was talking about you. But no, I digress. When you have everything that goes into that scene. Some people like the cutesy scenes. And I mean, you mentioned the professionalism side of things. Accommodation and comfortability is key in anything that you do in life. And I mean, I could definitely tell you were comfortable, you were accommodated with. And also at the same time, you have to have that behind the scenes acumen, that behind the scenes aesthetic of what you want to get within said shot. And I think the whole scene came out beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's really important to have a little bit of chemistry, and the professionalism is super important. And that's definitely what I'm learning as I progress in the adult industry, and like who I want to work with and how they approach me is super important. And basically, I won't work with anybody who comes at me without an idea or with any level of disrespect. So I say no to a lot of people. Because they haven't learned yet. They don't know.
All right, so we're going to add another layer to this. Now that we're finding out even more about you in today's forum here, you were like the Destiny's Child of the adult entertainment industry. You say no, I get it. I like your style. But no, in all seriousness, I think when it comes to that, you have to have the right person. You have to have the right chemistry. And I think you see a lot of that, not just with women like yourself, but the term no goes around there, because it's like, all right, say like you're getting a tattoo, and I've seen this from experience. You go into a tattoo shop, you have the image of what you want to put on your body, right? Everybody knows it's precise. I want to cross here. I want something here. You know what the general consensus of the idea is. If you just go in a tattoo shop and you're just like, hey, I want this and this, it's like, wait a minute. We have people who have appointments here that like are well what they want. We have a set time and date to get the precision into the art form that is the tattoo. You don't just come out there like the spur of the moment to be like, hey, let's do this thing. It's like, no, let's set our general idea. Let's brainstorm. Let's build the foundation. Then boom, let's make it happen. Let's make the magic.
Exactly. Like it's meant to be a collaboration and not like a school group project where Muscle Maryland does all the work. Like sorry, I'm not going to provide every single piece of the puzzle. Like, if you, you know, want to come to me and you want to work with me, then have some idea to initially go off of, and then we can play on it and grow on it. Like, I've got a closet full of costumes and outfits, you know, we can use. And like, you know, but it's sometimes the people that just say, hey, do you want to work together? Or, hey, I'd love to shoot a scene with you. Like, okay. Like, you and everybody else, like, say something more interesting than that.
I will say this first and foremost, you just brought everybody back to middle school, because a lot of people probably have had those things when you're in the group projects and everybody else does the work. And you know what I'm saying? You just brought everybody back to middle school with that comment. I like it.
Yeah. And I used to get stuck doing all the work. So I've learned for a long time now, how to sense that from the get go.
Well, that's the thing. I think people can tell, and I think as we grow older and we learn about this more from our younger selves and our younger generation, if you will, it's like, you know what? Okay, they realize, like, I'm smart. I have the intuitiveness, or I have the ability of what I want to go and be creative. It's like, all right, let them do the thing. I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm going to be an idle spectator, if you will. And I mean, it's funny how we, like, look back at ourselves in life, right, and how we see ourselves as we grow as an adult and mature. It's like, God dang it, man, learning experiences and everything. And it's like, okay, boom. You have to go over here. And then people always like it. Oh, you're trying to be like a dick. It's like, no, I'm not trying to be a dick. But at the end of the day, there's boundaries, there's principles, there's professionalism, there's decorum. You have to know what you want, and you have to set it in motion. Because if you don't get the wheel set in motion, you know, you're just stuck in doggone neutral, for God's sake.
Absolutely. Learning how to set boundaries has been one of the greatest things I've figured out in my life. So I'm, you know, it's very easy now for me to stay on my path and stay true to myself, because I'm very clear cut on what is a yes and what is a no.
I respect that wholeheartedly. And I mean, I've learned it even away myself. And I've always said this, like, when you look at the entertainment business, it's a common phrase. And I always use this as a quote, because it makes me laugh. But also at the same time, it's very honest and brutal, but also the same true at the same time. It's not show friends, it's show business. And at the end of the day, business mindset and just showing off and showing out also can pertain to that type of mindset. And I mean, you certainly do show off and show out, man, with what you're doing, whether you're in the gym or in front of the camera, bada bing, bada boom. And you mentioned a lot of outfits in particular, man. I gotta say, one of the doggone most security guards ever, man. We're gonna talk about this scene here. You and Will Tile. Oh my goodness. Bringing just to set the scene and everything that goes into that scene. Let's talk about Will Tile.
Yeah, I've shot a couple times with Will. He's great. Comes back down to the professionalism as well. Like, he just knows what he's doing, and he has his scenes just down to a science. We'll text back and forth a few times about the idea and what to bring. And when I get there, we're going to work right away. So I really like that. And he has everything nice and set up in his house, so it's so easy to shoot there. And you can just tell the people that are like doing this as their career versus some like more of a hobbyist, you know, it's definitely his career path. So I just really, resonate more with that. Because like, that's how I want to work. I like there to be, you know, if I'm going to work with somebody else, like, I like there to be a plan and a mutual respect, and he's got it all. We had a lot of fun shooting together. I'm sure we'll shoot together soon again, because he lives so close to me, so it's so convenient.
Oh, I bet. And I mean, like we mentioned, the security guard type of vibes, man. Like I said, if you've not checked out the scene, like, it really does play a lot with, and I've always said this, storytelling in any type of art form, or any type of craft, right? Whether it's sports, the storytelling is there. The scene is there, and that makes a great adult film the success that it is, and great content as well. But I gotta say, man, looking good, rocking the security outfit. I mean, that's the story in itself. You know, you tell them to keep the noise down. It's like, hey, how can we make this go away? Oh, I know, a little bow chicka wow wow, and then the scene commences. Like, I gotta say, I dug the story of it too.
I'm pretty sure like that was his idea, and then I'm sure I added a couple extra things to it, but it was, yeah, it was super cute and easy. Like, when the storyline is easy, like, I prefer it. I don't really think of myself too much as a very good actress, but so when the storyline is easier, I definitely prefer it. And this was one of those storylines where it was very easy to play into it and have fun with the role.
No, I can tell you certainly we're having fun, but at the same time, man, like even if it's an easy setting or what have you, you have to engage with the audience. You know what I'm saying? And it goes in anything. And I know when people listen to us talk about this, people are just like, oh, it's porn or it's adult work. Like, why would you say that? I'm like, here's the thing. As a young man and even as an adult male now, we're guys, we like what we like from the adult side of things. If you could tell the stories and out there, and it might be a little campy or cheesy at the same time, you're just like, okay, maybe I'm not investing in this one. But if you have the right appeal, if you have the right, because you're telling the story with here and in here, right? That's the main increments, yeah. Ingredients, right? You have to have that. It's like, I could go back and watch Spider Babe from 2003, and I'll take everybody back to this. When you had Spider Babe, which was the porn parody of Spider-Man, right? So you have the girl actress playing the Spider Babe, very similar to the Spider-Man plot, right? She gets bit by the bug, turns into the superhero, what have you. But instead of like saving the day like Spider-Man does and just going about it and, you know, leads to the story that we have with Mary Jane, Tobey Maguire, and Kirsten Dunst. This is just, I'm going to save the day, and then sex ensues right after that. So you're literally saving the day and reaping the rewards afterwards. So you add that little nice little mix to it.
I actually have not seen that. I need to watch that.
I'll tell you right now. After the show, I'll be sending you that link, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. But no. It's stuff like that. Like, and again, this is the Skinamax side of me coming out, folks, because I do remember when that was on at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was a kid. But
sure,
no,
it was a late one.
It was a late one, man. But here's the thing. Like, again, all right, I had a sidebar here. Like, they actually had that movie at Hollywood Video, and I'm like, bruh. Like, like when I was like 13 or no, I was like,
oh my God,
I was right there. Like seeing that at Hollywood Video. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I just saw that on 85 Cinemax the other night. But
I know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. And I think like, it's the simple storylines. Like there was a adult site like back in the day, and oh my God, we're piquing everybody's memory here. But like there was girlshuntinggirls.com, which was very much lesbian based girl on girl scenes. And it was, they're in the van. They pick up the girl, just open the door, go to the house, and then sex ensues. Like, it's simple, and it also just makes sense for, like, a hot three-on-three or one-on-one scene. So it works, the simplicity of it, right?
Yeah, I think the simplicity is key.
Oh.
You know? Oh, sorry, did you hear me?
The simplicity, no, I heard you.
Is key. Yeah, the simplicity is key, and, like, you find your little niche, and you just kind of dig into it.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I think when it comes to, and I've always said this about clientele with the adult entertainment industry, I think you can agree, everybody's different from their unique preferences and their styles, their niches of what they
spectrum.
Like.
Spectrum. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I'll equate it to what you're doing now, because not only have you doing the adult side of things, like session side of things, man, you're on sessiongirls.com, like mm-hmm. you're learning more wrestling training, and we've seen you in the gym. How is that for you, man? You're adding more to the repertoire.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been training jujitsu since last December, and it's progressing really well. Things click in, and then I'll have a really great session, and then like one where I feel like I don't know anything at all, which is just how life is. Yeah, it's helping me with what I'm doing with sessions, but it's also just, it's helping me also, I think, with my general confidence as well, because I also know I could do some real harm if I needed to just out in my life, which is a good thing. Like, I walk on my own a lot, you know, I'm doing things on my own a lot, but I feel even more just secure in myself. And like, if I needed to protect myself, I can. So it has a multitude of benefits right now and like zero negatives to it.
I got to say, like, one of the things I also admire about you with your Instagram front, we'll touch upon the social media here, folks, because if you've not checked out the videos on her Instagram, oh my goodness, to emphasize that point once more, you're running around the track, the endurance level, you're keeping yourself the cardio rate, man. Like I said, that all goes into also with sessions too, because people just think it's like, okay, here's a session, here's like customs and all this stuff. But I'm like, the work and the progress that goes into, oh my goodness, right?
Oh, first and foremost, like I think of myself as an athlete before anything else.
Right.
Like I really don't even, like I mean, I know I, you know, do the muscle goddess work online and adult entertainment online, but like me at my core, I am an athlete. So no matter what, that's what's taking precedence. And my larger goals at getting on stage later in the year, again, like that's the real goal for me. So everything I do actually is for that goal. And so everything has to fit in a way that makes sense for me to hit that goal. So that's why I portray lots of different things online. But like, if you really look at them, like they're all going back to me competing again. Whereas like, you know, I'll see other girls, and everybody does their marketing differently, obviously. And, you know, I'll see girls in their, like, their skimpy outfit doing their workout just to get the little, you know, like, show off the booty or whatever. Well, like, no, I'm doing, like, heavy deadlifts. You know, I'm doing big RDLs. Like, but I will maybe wear something tight to show off what I'm doing, to show off my physique. But, like, I actually am strong as fuck. I'm not just doing like banded little workouts. Like I'm a big girl for 5'2". I'm heavy. So I got to keep it up.
Oh, absolutely. And like, it's funny, like we bring this up because like we touch upon you running around the track and just doing the running and dead weights and lifts. I think if you look at really what sexiness is too, right, it not just has to be like an image or something in a lingerie or what have you. I think sexiness also comes in for the strength of just the overall, all right, we have the athleticism here. There's the personality. There's so many things that make a woman sexy. I think stuff like that just shows the sexiness that really showcases you with how you can inspire and courage through words and actions, but also at the end of the day, be like an influence to people that want to see that certain social media clip or image. And it really is an empowering figure right from here that a lot of people can really translate and resonate and have that gravitational pull towards. So there's a lot of meaning in what you do, and that really sets precedent.
I thank you for that. And I really agree. And I have thought a lot, actually, about what, you know, what to portray online. Because originally, when I started my OnlyFans, I had a separate Instagram account that was more like sexy, sexual only. And somewhere along the way, I just decided not to have it look like that. And what I preferred is to have a real mix of like who I really am on there. Like my day to day isn't constantly sexual. Like that's just like not a realistic. It might be part of the day or part of the week. But most of my time is spent doing the boring things, meal prepping, getting my food together, editing videos, like setting up my camera, bringing my, you know, going to the gym itself, packing my bag, doing the workouts. Like most of my day is regular. And so I wanna, like, it's important for me to share that because like that is who Muscle Marilyn is. Like, she's all these things rather than like only a sex object. Like that's just like, that wouldn't sit well with me to only portray myself like that, because it's just not the only thing about me. In fact, I don't even think that's like top five things about me. It's just something that I also enjoy and also do and that people like me for. And so it's like, I've thought a lot about how I portray myself online, and it's just important to me to show like the whole picture, because it just would feel very like inauthentic to me to only show one little piece of the pie, I guess.
No, you said that beautifully and eloquently, by the way, and I'll follow up on your point because I equated to LFC. Like a lot of people just look at, oh, like these girls in lingerie. I'm like, all right, these women are very intelligent. They're business savvy. They know what they want. They do other side of things, such as wrestling, or really train and go into the grind. And then there are people and the boring stuff. It's not really boring stuff, like this one over here with her Instagram story before we even came on this podcast. She's showing what she's eaten, and oh my God, it looks scrumptious, and really all stuff like that, where you just showcase your meal prep and everything. There's something out there, like people may want to change their diet. Okay, maybe I can do portion control and do this and that. Or hey, maybe I want to go to the gym and lift. You have to see the subtleties, intricacies, and nuances that go into not only the craft of what we do for the entertainment side of things, but also in life in itself, man, because that one little change, that one little minute detail really goes a lot into what you do as far as your overall best representation of your presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's really important too, like, because people ask me all the time, like, when I'm outside in the real world, like not even online, people ask me online too, but like outside in the real world, I get asked all the time how I look so fit or what do I do for my body? And it is so complex. Like, I can't tell you in one sentence, which is what people want to hear. And so like, that's why I put out, like, that's why I do take photos of what I eat and what I do in the gym, because like, even though it's specific to me and my needs right now, it is, those are the things that change your body over a long period of time. And those are the things that I do every day to look like this and to get towards my greater goal to go back on stage again this year. So like, it doesn't just, you don't just magically do something for the 20 weeks of bodybuilding prep into a show. Like, it is truly a lifestyle that you got to commit to. And of course there's falling off points, but it's a lot of effort and thought every single day. You know, I'm literally weighing every piece of my food. There's a reason that I post that, a similar photo of my food every day, because I'm not just deciding on a whim to like, oh, I'm going to go get this healthy salad. Like, that's not how it works. Like, no, I'm going to eat this exact amount of rice and this exact amount of beef and this exact amount of chicken and this exact amount of strawberries. And I'm going to do it in this timing every day, because that's the timing that I need to set it up to hit my goals, so that my goals that are going to happen 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now are going to be more easily obtainable by me. Right. So I think people like just think it's like some kind of, well, if I just start working out, things will get better. Like, oh, if I just eat healthy, like it actually takes more, a little bit more than that even. It's actually more complex than that. It's a good start, but it's more complex than that.
Right. And I don't mean to laugh, but it's very true. I think the complexity of what you go into, because people just think, okay, eat yum, 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 and then bada bing, bada boom. I'm like, no, I think with how you watch yourself and just, again, mind, body, and soul, I admire that. And we've talked about you going on the stage and just showcasing that elegance and showcasing the discipline that goes into the bodybuilding side of things and the fitness acumen. I think a lot of people can take that, and I think they can resonate and generate, number one, but also number two, God dang it, man, it's something that really is positively proactive, and it sets a positive mindset through with positive goals. And I think at the end of the day, especially in today's society and world, more positivity needs to be generated.
I agree. And, you know, that's why it's so important to me to just share like the mundane along with the exciting stuff, because the exciting stuff can't happen without the mundane stuff leading up to it.
Right. And again, it goes back to foundation with everything that makes up a person, especially a woman here, folks. As the title says of the show, Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, there's a lot of things you can equate that to with anything in life, the beauty side of things, how you look at life and the world in itself, the strength to get into anything that you've been through and really overcome it, and the dominance of just being a badass person who knows what they want and tits their nose to the grindstone, if you will, because the grind never stops and the grind is real. And speaking of the grind, we're going to talk about the grind here, folks, because this one over here, LFC prospect, one of the amazing talents that we get to see in each and every form of entertainment. You, my friend, oh my goodness, Brandy May. Brandy May, who was just a judge at LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, along with her partner Kim Buck for Niche Boutique. Let's start it off this before we get into the content side of things. Brandy May, chef's kiss, beautiful human being. Number two, beautiful scene with her. And number three, Niche Boutique, you were rocking it.
Thank you. Yeah, Brandy asked me to wear some of their body suits and like a little leisure kind of yoga-y comfortable outfit and do some photos around my apartment. So of course I said yes. And Brandy and I have become quite great friends actually since I've moved to Vegas and obviously shot content together. And then just it's just really nice to have another woman that's doing a very similar lifestyle to me to be able to bounce ideas back and forth with. And, you know, our text messages, we have big paragraphs this long when we're messaging each other with all sorts of like ideas and insight and input to things. So, yeah, it's cool. We've become really close friends. It's nice.
No, I mean, I can concur with you because I will say this as the short amount of time, like knowing Brandy May for her previous work and just her overall career status. Like for those who have not gotten a chance to know the BM slide into the DM, I'm talking about Brandy May. Brandy May is one of those women who is very work oriented and business minded, also very goal oriented, but she knows how to have fun. Number one, number two, she knows what it's like to showcase that sex appeal, but also number three, such a genuine, much like yourself, authenticity and genuinity, just a human being who knows what she wants and has the talent and the craft to put what she does with what her and Kim do at Niche Boutique. She's very admirable. And I got to say, what's also admirable is you two. Chemistry, I'm putting the synergy out there for the people. Y'all two have shot some great content. I mean, it's out there for those who have not seen on social media. Great content. I got to put that over as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very well shot. And tomorrow we're doing a photo shoot together as well. So she's coming over and we'll probably shoot for an hour or two. I don't think we'll do any X-rated stuff tomorrow, but we will shoot a little bit of video just for Instagram and Twitter, just for promo stuff to prepare for our little upcoming trip that we're taking together.
All right, and we will get to that right now because the nice segue, because I was about to get to that as well. But
I know. But,
no, you're good. You're good. No, we're conversational here. This is two buddies having a fun conversation. I got you. But I'm also going to put this out there. Tomorrow when you see that lovely human being, Brandy May, you tell her Mike Larkin said hello.
I will, no doubt.
All righty. So April 27th, we're going to talk about this, folks. Velvet Row Muscle Fantasy Night. Shout out to Lady Oyanka. Shout out to Brandy May. And this one over here, New York City, the NYC, April 27th. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Yeah, so Velvet Row messaged me like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago and invited me out. And I've never been to New York City. So I had been in conversations with Lady O. Earlier last year, she was like, you got to come to NYC. Like, I know the muscle guys would love to see you. And I was like, so it was in my brain. But then Velvet Row invited me to her fantasy night. And offered me such a nice deal. Of course, I just jumped on it. I said, of course. And then I mentioned, I asked if she had invited Brandy and she said yes. So then I was like, okay, it would be so cool if Brandy and I planned a few extra days out in New York City together. And then we're travel partners and we can kind of lean on each other for support and have some fun together. And so that's how that kind of all happened. And the fantasy night, I'm so excited for it. Sounds like it's going to be in a really cute kind of like event space. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure all the girls that are going to be there, but like probably, you know, 6, 7, 8 of us, muscle goddesses, giving nice 20-minute mini sessions. So you can pre-book with Velvet Row, I think is how she's doing it, or just wait till you meet us that night and then tell us that you want a session and we do it.
The smile on my face as soon as you said this, because I got to say, number one, your laughter is infectious. We're going to put that out here with that giggle of yours. Yes, ma'am. Number Number two, that's something for everybody. That's a great event. The muscle goddesses, the worship. And I'm going to say this, bowing down to the queen. I'm going to do that for you, the royalty. Yes, ma'am. But also at the same time, I look forward to that event. It also gives us more to talk about in our next forum. But God dang it, man, a lot of exciting times coming for you. Another one I got to mention here, because this woman has been on this podcast and she's an integral figure when it comes to adult entertainment and just overall fight. Going to scrap. We going to get down. Frickin' wow. Ariel X, man, Evolve Fight. That you're going to be filming, I believe, coming up very soon too as well. Let's talk about Evolve Fights, man. A mixture of BJJ, wrestling, MMA, equipped with sex fighting and just overall sensuality. Let's talk about Ariel X up in here.
Yeah, so this was once again a connection that Lady O made for me, I think late in the year last year. And so Ariel X and I had a couple email communications, and then finally got it all confirmed a couple weeks ago. So we will shoot together at the end of March. I think it's 5 or 6 rounds of a fight. So we'll see how that goes. And then some kind of orgasm round. So I have to get some practice in before that.
So perfect. First of all, if that's
not like 10-minute orgasm round, I'm gonna have to like really like I'm gonna have to like I don't know really ease into that. I don't know, and I'm like 10 minutes, so we'll see what I can do.
I was gonna say, for those who are not familiar with Evolve Fights, that is the biggest selling point right there. You know what I'm saying? 10-minute orgasm rounds, and just I'm gonna have to practice beforehand. That's a put that as a tagline. Oh my goodness! But no, I think what's great about that too is as well, you hit on all cylinders when it comes to Ariel X. For those who've not seen the product, Brandy May has done Evolve Fights. A lot of the LFC girls have done Evolve Fights, most recently Bella Inc. So you see a lot of great talents who are models, who just session girls, sessions wrestlers, and just amazing people do that. And I got to say, I'm happy to see you part of that list, man. I can't wait to see when that comes out.
I know. I'm really excited. I feel like this is a really nice step in the right direction for me. So I'm really excited that it is lining up, because I can actually use my BJJ skills. I can actually use my sex skills. I can be tough and pretty at the same time. It's kind of like the most all-encompassing of scenes that I could do, where it's pulling on multiple, multiple pieces of my package, I guess. So I think it's really cool.
And I will say this now. Also, what equates to Evolve Fights, a lot of the girls have done LFC Prospect Lingerie Fighting Championships. I'm going to say this, Brandy May is going to be debuting very, very soon, early this year as well. Got to get you in the LFC, man. I hope to see you in the future for that. Very much Las Vegas oriented when it comes to Lingerie Fighting Championships, the fight capital of the world.
I'm trying to get in. I don't know if that's happening. It'll happen when it's meant to. I know that.
Oh, agreed. And I think you're one of the many perfect fits. Like, we see a lot of people from the LFC prospect side of things. And what's great about the show is you get to meet a lot of great new people and some of the fighters and just tell a damn good story in the process, folks. But no, I can't wait for that to happen. I think you are going to kill it when that day comes. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of the work that the girls have been doing. I think, again, hand in glove, but also at the same time, man, showcasing that cutesy lingerie, put on a little butterfly sugar baby, maybe put some flowers up in there. I think whatever you rock, it'll translate to what we see on camera with LFC.
I think so, too. And I'm not too worried about the timing about it, because I think whenever I get in the ring is the correct time for me to get in there. So it'll happen when it's meant to, but I'm ready when it is.
I'm going to put this out here. I'm going to manifest this for people. We're doing a lot of manifestation here in today's forum, but it's very true, because once you put into the universe, a lot of things can happen and anything is possible. AIP people, you and Brandy May, that's about, I think, the LFC fans would love to see. I'm going to put it out there for the people.
I think it would be cool too. Just a blonde and a brunette. We're both muscle goddesses. And we're friends, not foes. So it would be a little bit more of a pull on the heartstrings kind of fight, you know?
I agree. I think sometimes the best friends can make the best foes, but I think the synergy and the chemistry that you two have would be a great bout. I mean, we see women like Jennifer Thomas, who, if it wasn't for her, I mean, Session Girls, what it is, like, you and Jennifer Thomas would have an amazing bout, aka Jenny Bloody Valentine. I think the possibilities are there, man, and I think they are, and especially in, again, Las Vegas, Nevada. I think you found a lot of what you're looking for here, especially since you've moved there, and the sky's the limit for you, man. I can't wait to see what comes up next for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think this is, like, truly moving to Las Vegas was the best choice I could have made. I think it every day that I'm here. The people that are here, the women who are doing similar things to me, so it's accessible to me, is just, yeah, it's incredible. I couldn't have asked for a better situation for myself.
I think, again, what I love about it too, as well, is, and for those who've never been to Las Vegas, and I've been there briefly, but it's like you never want to leave just because of the fact, like, there's so many great attractions there. And it's not just gambling, but too, it's like there's attractions. It's beautiful. It has that very ominous and very ambiance feel to it. Like, I think a lot of people, if you've never experienced it, whether it's a short time or it's a long time, and you've moved there, much like Miss Muscle Maryland here, you get to see a great experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the appeal for me was to be close to other bigger, better bodybuilders, and also to be around more women doing the type of work that I do. And I got both. And I feel like I got to just integrate with both of those worlds so seamlessly without having to do anything but just be myself. And that is how I know it's the right move, you know?
Agreed. I think sometimes you have to do, and I mean, sometimes we always talk about making a change, or sometimes we really think about, okay, is it the right move? I mean, risk and reward. I mean, but sometimes in life you have to take a risk, and I think the risk can be worth the reward. And I mean, some things work out, some things don't, but I mean, it's all about your happiness. At the end of the day, your accountability, your happiness, and just your overall self and being is what really matters at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
And I will say this before we close this out, ma'am, you and I are going to have a round three. It's always a delight talking with you because you're an absolute pleasure.
I can't wait. Yeah, that'll be perfect. Whenever.
As I always say with this show, life is an art form, and we are all applying our crafts, and you apply your craft in amazing fashion, Miss Muscle Maryland. Let us know where we can follow you on Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans. There's a lot of buck wildness when it comes to Muscle Maryland and her authentic self. But at the end of the day, it's just beauty as a whole with their overall foundation. So where can we follow you on social media, ma'am?
Yes, I'm at Muscle Maryland on all channels, except Twitter is at Muscle Maryland _. But OnlyFans, Instagram, TikTok are all at Muscle Maryland. So you can find me there.
And I will say this when it comes to social media as well, because we talk about this a lot with social media and social forums and people with their bitch assness, if you will. And yes, I'm using that word on this show, the bitch assness. Show some respect to these amazing ladies. Don't be a dick. Be respectful, be polite, and be kind, because there's a lot of women like her doing the damn thing. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Disclaimer, no bitch assness. So
anyway. Hell yeah. None of that.
It's funny, very briefly before I plug the social media, it's the first time I ever heard that. So for those who remember pop culture, R&B singer Donnell Jones, who's best known for songs like In the Hood, or best known for songs like Shorty Be Mine and everything like that. You know what's up with Lisa Left Eye Lopez. One of his songs is called Don't Trip. And one of the lyrics in the song is, I sense bitch assness up in here. So ever since that song, bitch assness sticks and I'm using it. So Donnell Jones, boom. So I digress.
I love the background on that.
Okay, it's music, man. Like, this is what we grew up with. Like, it's timeless. It's timeless. What can we say? But no, I think in any art form, a lot of things stick. And a lot of things stick, like lingerie fighting championships. Because let's be honest with ourselves, folks. LFCfights.com. Check out lingerie fighting championships, LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, where the aforementioned Brandy May is a judge, along with Kim Buck and Niche Boutique. Amazing event filled with cosplay and Sailor Moon attire, Barbie attire. Oh my goodness, what an event and what a form of entertainment. And check out LFC 39 from Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida. Got us among us on April 1st on the VIP section. You can check out Beauty, Strength, and Dominance on the VIP section, where you can see round one of this face and that face right there, and round one of our first interview in the seasons. And yeah, Just go to lfcfights.com for all your LFC needs and check out this YouTube channel, MikeLarkin92, and subscribe. Keep the subscriptions going. Keep liking, keep talking, keep interacting, and hell, speak your truths. So as I always say to end this show, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are: beauty, strength, and dominance. Muscle Marilyn, I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time, and keep rocking, man.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
You're so welcome. Good night, everybody. We'll see you in the next episode.